Corona Police Chief George Johnstone says DNA evidence and genetic genealogy led to an arrest for a series of rape cold cases more than 25 years old. 50-year-old Darren Edward Cook faces 16 counts, including forcible rape and assault against six victims. The charges for the crimes occurring between 1996 and 2007 in Corona and Riverside allege Cook stalked victims and put them up at gunpoint and knife point. Several of the crimes occurred at the San Pueblo apartment complex, now called the Corona Point Apartments. Riverside Police Chief Larry Gonzalez was working the area as a patrol officer when the first cases happened.
I remember the terror that went through that small community. And I remember all of us beat officers hoping and wishing to find this person and take him into custody. My message is also to the victims. We're truly sorry for the terror that you went through, and we're hoping that this will give you some sort of peace.
When local investigators saw a match in DNA between two cold cases, they sent the information to the FBI, who then used a genetic genealogical pool to name Cook a suspect. Additional testing of Cook's DNA showed a match to evidence collected at all six crime scenes. Riverside County DA Mark Hestron says he expects a full criminal trial.
DNA is powerful evidence, no question, but it's not the only evidence. We will need to put on a full trial to present to a jury what happened, exactly what happened.
Cook, who lived in Western Riverside County during the crimes, was arrested on May 26th in Arizona and was extradited back to California. He is currently detained at Robert Presley Detention Center awaiting arraignment. Megan Jamerson, Empire KVCR News.